I'm in the green room during that break, and man, they are just they again, you know, when you have issues with Hillary Clinton and you have issues even with Obama, you know, the IRS report was released yesterday. All the groups that the IRS targeted, all the Republican groups, this was out yesterday, made its way at night. And of course, CNN's not going to talk about that. MSNBC's not going to talk about that. No one's going to talk about that. Nobody's going to talk about Gestapo tactics that the Obama administration used. No, nobody's going to. Why would you talk about that? You're not going to talk about those types of things when you're trying to paint Trump as a racist, as a fascist, as a misogynist. You're not going to hear about Obama targeting conservative / Republican groups. You're not even going to hear much about the fact that the Obama administration edited tape of a press conference. You're not going to hear much about the Obama administration deleting things in a White House briefing press conference. These are all things that the left says they're terrified of what a Trump administration will bring. They're terrified of what a Trump administration... See, it's always funny because the left talks about being terrified of what an administration that's not their administration would do based off the things that they've done. So they do really dirty, shady, un-American things. And they're terrified that another administration is going to come in and then do the exact same thing. So you hear them, oh, what a Trump, he's gonna censor the press. You guys remember who started censoring the press? It was Obama. Remember back in 2009, the war with Fox? Remember his war with Fox? See, this is a segment I was going to do, but we ran out of time because we were talking to Pakistani Bobby. I took 20 minutes to talk to a caller about Pakistan. Pakistani Bobby. I don't want to be known as Pakistani Bobby. I want to be known as the greatest caller. I want to be known as the greatest. I don't know if he's the greatest caller, especially when he ends with, tomorrow, can we talk about the age of consent? Age of consent. What a... But CNN, they had somebody that vetted the judge. This person vetted the judge in the Trump U case. And they were on talking about how the judge is an impartial judge, and he's a... It's like CNN, man, they refuse to talk about the judge's history. They refuse to report about his ties to advocacy groups for illegals. They refuse. They refuse to discuss these things. They refuse to bring up his support of illegals receiving college and school scholarships. They are just, this is it. They're not, they as long as Hillary Clinton has aides in a deposition, listen, there's a new book coming out by a Secret Service agent that talks about Hillary Clinton assaulting Bill Clinton, talks about having to dispose towels that the president made dirty on. CNN's not talking about this book. But yet they talk about an interview that was basically butchered and slaughtered a woman who talked about history with Donald Trump something 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Things are taken out of context. I mean, the interview was butchered. The New York Times prints this article, and CNN talked about it for 4 days. But I don't hear CNN talking about this book. I don't see CNN discussing Hillary Clinton's camp yesterday putting out a statement saying, this book should belong in the fiction department. So Hillary Clinton is saying that a Secret Service agent is a liar? She's saying the Secret Service agent made all of this up? Really? Isn't that a story? That Hillary Clinton would be calling a member of the Secret Service, a police officer, a liar? The Secret Service officer is a liar. And what his book is, being lies, again, I go back to defamation. Wouldn't you think somebody would sue somebody for writing a book of lies? I mean, wow. CNN's not going to talk about it. Instead, they're going to have a woman who vetted the judge in the Trump U case. And she's going to talk about how the judge is a good guy. And then the other story is Hillary Clinton shatters the glass ceiling. She is the nominee. So Bernie fans, Bernie supporters, F you. Amazing. All right, listen. It's the Rob Zicari Show. We're going to sign off. We're done. We're over. It's 12:41. We'll be here tomorrow. Don't forget, guys, go to therobzicarishow.com. Read the newest blog that we have up on the site. It's good. It's interesting. It's fascinating. Check it out. I know you'll like it. You'll enjoy it. Go to Spreaker. Go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to TuneIn. We're at all those places. You can check us out at all those places. Listen to the show. Enjoy the show. Go to our Twitter. And at the end of the day, we will be back tomorrow. talking about everything that will happen this afternoon and tonight. Because it seems like that's when it gets really, really heated. It's Rob Zicari. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. You've been great. You've been awesome. And we're out of here. Goodbye.